Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Helen, I met a woman at a wedding. She was like, I'm really into magnets. Do you want to go find a magnet with me tomorrow? And I was like, oh, I don't actually have time. You can't be as much into magnets as a woman I do a podcast with. And she was like, oh, really? Because I have a musical fridge and a destination freezer.
She's the most charming woman you've ever met.
She's so cute.
I have Trusty Hogs,
the podcast where we tell you about our gorgeous lives and we try to answer some listener problems. And we do try most of the time, apart from when we're lazy and we phone it in. But we try.
My name's Helen Bauer. This whore's Catherine Bohart.
Hi.
Let's get going.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
So she's got one for musicals.
Yeah.
One for destinations. So the musicals are the magnet that she buys at the end of the musical at the gift shop.
Yeah, I assume so. She's in an amateur musicals. You know what I mean?
Dot.
Yeah, musical group. So yeah, musicals group.
Oh my gosh, she sounds like a dream.
KMT in Manchester, shout out, or wherever they live.
Shout out KMT, I guess.
Yeah. We should go to see one of their musicals. But yeah, that's the deal. So,
Andrew, are you enchanted? I'm enchanted.
Absolutely adorable.
Of course. She's so sweet. I was like, this is heaven. I have to tell Helen immediately. Also, as you know, I need to apologize for my absence.
They don't know what happened because we didn't say why, did we?
I'm sure you said something disgusting.
We barely mentioned it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I wouldn't have told the guests that.
You know,
sure.
I'm not going to listen, so this is so unfair. It's so unfair. But
Catherine lost all the liquid out of her body.
I really did. I was so unwell, and half the wedding was unwell. So it wasn't just like Catherine's being dramatic. It was like, oh, fuck, this failed. I spent 2 days on the floor, basically. Like I climbed from my sofa to the floor, to the bathroom, to the floor. And also Helen. Oh God, I hate when I confuse you and Helen.
Your lovely girlfriend, Helen Bauer.
Why are your names so similar? It's so,
you found Ellen after you found Helen.
I agree. So Ellen is my girlfriend is in a musical, in a show in Regent's Park Open Air Theatre. It's got music. And I will not bend to this. And she
is West
obviously, she's obviously in a cast of however many people. Yeah. So she couldn't be there. She couldn't be like, I'll take care of you. She had to be like, whoa, you seem sick. Peace out. Bye. And I was like, you motherfucker. Which is totally fair and correct or whatever. But like,
wait, so she wasn't there. I thought she was with you taking care of
you. No, she.
Are you fucking joking?
She couldn't be. She couldn't give them all food poisoning. Or if it was a stomach bug, that was the bigger issue.
To come and get the stomach bug from you.
Why would you want that?
For the shits. I find it very cleansing. I've been over it.
It's awful. And I puked so much. And I really haven't done that since I was a kid. I felt like such a baby. But also, as much as I was like, oh, it's kind of savage that you're leaving. On the other hand, I'm like, I'm so glad she didn't witness it. There's something in like...
There's an amount of shit and vomit, which just like, no one needs to be around.
I don't want... And I like that you find me attractive.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that I have a little bit of... Well, not much dignity, but some dignity here.
No, remember that guy I was dating a couple of years ago and I threw up farted at the same time. In front of him. And it was like, that's it then. Like, it doesn't even matter if there was something there. Like, we have to call it because I... nakedly did both those things at the same and you had the asshole end of it. Yeah. You know, like it's over.
It's so done. And so that was
If it helps, I did watch Bridesmaids at the weekend. I just had it on in the background. Because I just think it's just the best film. It's just such nice.
It's objectively great, but that scene is horrific.
And I just thought of you the entire time. I was like, my poor Catherine.
It was really bad. It was really bad.
Do you know what it was yet? What you ate?
No, also there's like this my mom doesn't listen to this podcast, it's fine. But there's this like funny thing of like, I was like, I think I got food poisoning at the wedding. Half the wedding sick, by the way.
Yeah.
My mom's like, no, it wasn't food poisoning. It must have been a stomach bug. In essence, it's very important that it wasn't their fault. Somebody of, you know, that kind of.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And then my brother was like, I'm sick too. And I was like, oh God. But then 3 days later, my mom was like, how are you? Are you all right? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm a bit better. And Peter was like, yeah, me too. And then Peter was like, my brother was like, how are you, mom? And she was like, yeah, I'm feeling better too. And I was like, you were sick too? Oh, girl.
Girl, all of your family got struck down with the shits.
But my mom's like, who knows what it is? And I'm like, oh, come on.
No.
But to be fair, I love that about her. She's so loyal. She's like, our lovely house would never do that.
You brought over a bug from the London. That's what you did.
Exactly.
You brought over a bug from the Isle of Shitheads and you brought it over here to our Emerald Isle of Gold.
The thing is, right, it's like, I also had a great time at the wedding. Mm-hmm. I had such a good time and it's like...
What was it? It's family wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah. But like a country Irish wedding. 300 guests, 5 courses of food, followed by an hour and a half break, followed by a pizza, fried chicken, chips option, half an hour break, cheese and crisps.
Pregnant bride.
Crisp sandwiches coming in. No, she wasn't even pregnant.
Oh, that's
so nice. Dignified. It was really nice. I haven't been to Mass in about 9 years. In a church in 9 years. I wasn't even at Mass 9 years ago. I was there for my dad's ordination. And this is my first... second wedding in a church, but this time it was on a Sunday, so they did full Mass.
Right.
Which in Ireland means that after the wedding, they've said, like, we're now praying to man and wife, and then there's still another 45 minutes of Mass.
No.
But my dad was doing the Mass. I've not seen him gig before. And he actually got a lot of laughs. He got a lot of laughs.
Great.
Fair play to him. But what I forgot about was how much apologizing there is. Catholic Mass is like, hey, how are you? Sorry. Listen, hello, we're so sorry. God, we're awful. We're so sorry. We're sorry for being us. We're sorry for being imperfect. We're sorry for everything we've probably done or could ever done or would ever do. Sorry. Amen. But no, seriously, I'm very sorry. And I'm like, I forgot all this shit.
I know why they should be sorry.
Oh, because the premise is just like, you're a sinner, you're imperfect. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, oh God, I hate this shit so much. But thankfully, there was a kid outside who was like running around. So at about the 45 minute mark of the hour and a half Mass,
I
went to play with the kid.
Well, that's where you got your bug from.
Probably.
Kids all have bugs. You were playing with a kid in the dirt outside the church in a graveyard.
I took my shoes.
You're going to get a bug.
It's so funny. I took off my shoes and was running around with her. And
you took off your shoes and ran around in a graveyard?
She was dancing on the graves.
Who is this baby girl?
She was dancing on the graves. I was like, I love this kid. She was climbing the Statue of Mary. I was like, no respect. I love her. I had fun. But no, the wedding was good and the music was phenomenal. They're all trad musicians, so the music was amazing.
Nice.
And I just love Irish weddings because like the finger food is called a slider. It's a whole burger. You're like, you know, no wonder the chances for food poisoning were so high because there were 15... food.
Yeah. You're going to get it at some point.
Yeah, servings. It was wild.
Did you enjoy the rest of the food poisoning though? Hello?
You know what? It did force me to stop for a day and a half.
There you go.
To 2 days.
There you go. Because you were even hustling on the phone with me the morning of this recording. You were like,
I'm so bad.
Like, maybe if we could just push it back a little bit, I could make it. And like, I knew you were ill because I was naked on the phone.
I didn't even notice.
And you couldn't even give me what I needed.
I couldn't enjoy it. You did a full show.
This is good that you took a break. And sure, you were on the pot or on the floor. Did you vomit on yourself at any point?
I will. Good. I do think that I might be a slight workaholic in that my friend. What's happening?
I do think I have a problem with talking about my breasts. Like, are you fucking joking?
You are built to work.
You're like, you know, like in Ants, at the beginning of the film Ants, when they divide them up into the workers and the soldiers, like they'd look at the fetus of Catherine and be like, work her, Anne, work her, Anne. And then she'd also train as a soldier because she had a bit of free time. It's mad. It's actually mad. You tried to implement a rule 2 weeks ago that we shouldn't message about work at the weekends. Within one week, you were like, blah, blah, blah.
I do need that. I have to.
I agree you need it.
Thank you.
I agree you need it.
I'll keep trying. Oh my God. Okay, so there's some. So this has come up. This has been.
The girl who joined the debate team for fun at school was a workaholic.
But this has come up because, okay, so your laughing was rude, but also my friends. We're over at the weekend. My very good old friends from university were over.
Yeah,
and it was gorgeous. And they have like very high powered jobs. And at one point, one of them said, truly the worst thing that anyone's ever said to me as a comedian. She went, have you ever logged the hours of the week you work?
Oh, no, you mustn't ask people that.
You can't start that.
I was like, why the hell would you say that
to
my face?
No, because then we'll work out how much we actually get paid per hour, and I don't want to know because I think it'll be very sad.
But also then I'll realise, like, yeah, I work like 8 to, within the hours of 8 to 11 a lot of the time. Like,
yeah.
But what am I doing? That's the other question, is like, what am I even doing?
Does this count? You know? Does this count? It's like that thing, who was it you that told me, like some like musician said, like they don't pay me to perform, they pay me to travel.
No, I didn't know.
Okay, someone told me that and I was like, that resonates with me because I enjoy every second of being on stage, but it's the like having to run somewhere, run back, like the traveling around, like doing this is great, but it's then the coming into the studio and then the waiting around for 3 hours after we finish this for the gig to start tonight.
Oh no, I think of my time with you as work, but what I'm saying is, yeah.
Unkind.
sorry.
Oh no.
Do you not view this as work, Helen?
No, I view it as banter.
Oh, but we should readjust the pay then.
I think us like booking guests and texting people, that's work. That feels like work.
Yeah.
And then sharing the episode when it comes out.
And
that's
the merch
work.
And stuff. Yeah.
But actually sitting here and having
a coffee. You're right.
It's lovely.
It's lovely. We have a dream job. And that's the thing is, I think we're so.
Psych! I see it as work. Give me all your money.
But yeah, she said this to me and I was like, gosh, maybe I'm a bit of a workaholic. And then I was saying to Ellen that I can't wait to retire. And she was like, you will never retire. What are you talking about? You'll be 85. And I was like, I don't want to be 85 treading the boards. And she'll be like, she does a horrible Irish accent, but she was like, they've offered me a corporate. I just have to go to town one more time.
But you know what I think you're going to end up being? I swear I've told you this before. You're going to be the Jonah Melissa Rivers show. You're going to have one daughter. You're going to reality TV the fuck out of her. And then both of you are going to go on Fashion Police being absolute cunts.
Realistically,
Kelly Osbourne's yet to be born child.
I can't wait to be cancelled with my daughter on Fashion Police.
But that's what it's going to be. That is your career trajectory. You've been building towards Fashion Police on MTV since you started.
But you're missing my breakthrough, which is I at least recognise I work maybe too much.
Honey, you recognise that once every 6 months.
I can't change it. And the worst part is, I'm like, this is the thing I criticise my dad for. I'm like, you got to relax. But I don't know how to relax.
But it's also so much harder because we're self-employed.
Yeah, it is. You could constantly be doing something. You never know when the last job is. But also, like, I don't get it. So, like, you sit there and you don't do anything?
Also, no, it's... You need to talk to people about relaxing who are self-employed. I think talking to people who have, like, a per annum job is so different than what we do. So, like, I've got a lot of out-of-town gigs at the moment, but lot of like late journeys back, like last, which I love. I'd rather come back on the night.
This weekend, I'm going to Brighton Friday, Saturday, and then there's a train strike back really late, and then off to Last Shoot on Sunday. Just say it? I don't want to go to Last Shoot. I'm going, obviously.
But little Helen is left.
I know, and I'm driving you there and I'm driving you back, and I've agreed to it only because we got offered Trusty Hogs, but like I would never have agreed to Last Shoot. I'm so grateful for the job.
By the way, we're recording this a week before, like, the week of Latitude. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for coming. thank you so much for coming.
Oh, two girls are coming who I used to work with.
And thank you.
Hi, Ella and Nikita.
But I don't have anything in common with people who go to festivals for fun.
Yeah.
I don't want you to bring your muddy shoes in my car.
No, I know that.
I don't want to drive there. It seems scary.
I'm bringing spare shoes. I'm going to be good.
I don't. We can stop at a drive-thru, though. I would like to stop at a drive-thru. I haven't done a drive-thru McDonald's yet, and that would be fun. But I don't, like, get it. Why do people do that?
But we're both doing the comedy arena. Are you cabaret tent, Andrew? Where are you performing
at? I'm at the Outpost. Then we're in the listening post for the podcast.
Yeah, but the Outpost is super close to the comedy arena as well. We've got, like, a backstage area. You can. So that'll be nice.
Right. I don't want to go to Latitude because that's true. But I feel like I shouldn't say it about my. Listen, leave it in. I am excited to go. It's just not where. I don't like festivals, but I'm going for you guys, and I'm excited. And by you guys, I mean you two.
But I think, like, I'm not going to leave your side. It's going to be, quite frankly, a lot. You know that I'm not a festival girly either. Like,
yeah.
I am not, like, everyone thinks I would be, but, like, I'm really not.
Yeah.
When you're doing the comedy arena, right?
Yeah.
You've done it before, right?
No.
Okay, if you do the arena, you get given a cabin, like a wooden cabin of your own with electricity. There's picnic tables just for you and the comedians outside it, okay? All the drinks you want, so we can just have Diet Cokes and we can just sit down and we can relax in our own wooden cabins.
Okay, fine. That sounds nice.
And I'm not going to leave you. If I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to come tell you. There are backstage ones. They're not flawless, but I'm going to bring so much anti-back and wipes.
Okay,
and you are going to feel as good as I can make you feel.
Okay, I love you. Okay, I'll be fine. I really will be fine. I can't wait.
Andrew's going to be there. He's always clean.
And I've never gone with a car before. I've never been able to be like, right, we're leaving.
Oh my God, I just remembered something. In my dream last night, I was in a Portaloo that was being taken apart. How mad is that? That's so crazy. And I was like, and it was being like dismantled. It wasn't like hard shell. It was like tarpaulin. I had a Benadryl before I went to bed because I was worried I wasn't going to be very tired because I did a preview yesterday, but in London.
How'd it go?
Average at best. I'd call it a draw with the audience.
That'll do.
Thank you to everyone who was at 2 North Down.
We do love our jobs. I want to be clear. We love our jobs.
But Catherine, I was in a Portaloo. And that someone was taking the tarpaulin down. And I was like, oh, not yet.
No.
And I know where it was. It was in this building right by where I live.
I'm going to ask a Helen Barrow question. Number one or number two?
I don't know.
Goodness.
Was I even going?
Did
I
you
might
wake
have been
up
having
weeing?
A fap.
Is the end of this that you woke up weeing?
You know the classic Portaloo fap?
What is a fap?
Oh, you know what a fap is.
In a Portaloo.
I fapped in a toilet before.
Yeah.
At an airport.
Where? Because...
In a cubicle?
Yeah.
A cubicle where people could hear
you? No, it was a cubicle that was like ceiling to floor.
Fine.
Like I was picking a dignified
That's
fap
That's fine.
Spot.
Yeah. Fine.
My question was not where you were fapping, but where has your obsession with the word fap come about from?
Because
it's only arisen in the last week or so.
Has it really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fap.
Because it's very sort of like 2013 online word. Yeah.
I'd never heard it. But
maybe it's in like a film.
I got the context.
Mm. Oh, I watched Black Hawk Down the other day. Maybe it's in that.
I doubt it.
You know the best thing about Black Hawk Down?
What?
Phil Dunphy from Modern Family's in it.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, literally for like 5 seconds.
I love Phil so much.
Me and Sunili were watching Black Hawk Down. I don't know why.
Who are you in Modern Family?
Who am I?
I know who I am.
I mean, I know who you are. You're Claire. You're Mitchell. I'm sorry.
I'm obviously Claire. Or Mitchell.
Either way, it's not good.
Which one am I?
Claire.
I think I'm Claire. I think I'm Claire. I think Ellen is Phil, so that works out.
That makes sense.
She's such a Phil.
Claire and Phil.
She's constantly trying to show me magic tricks.
I don't know. I guess I'd be Gloria.
Yeah, you think?
I can see that.
I guess I'd be Gloria.
You're not Gloria. You're Manny.
No, I guess I'd be Gloria.
You're Manny.
Andrew's Manny.
I was a Manny child, but I think I'm now a mix of Cam and Mitchell.
I think you're a Cam and you're a Manny.
I think I'm their mum.
No.
Like Dee Dee, who just swans in every now and again.
No.
I'm Manny.
I think your mum's Dee Dee.
Yeah, my mum is 100% Dee Dee.
Yeah. You might be like...
To the point where I'm not letting my mum watch Modern Family because I cannot deal with her turning her body into a tree at some point.
That's reasonable. I cannot handle the pressure of that happening. I really do get it. Who are you?
Maybe I am Manny. Maybe I just haven't realised it.
Am I definitely not Alex?
I can see why you say that.
I was an Alex kid for sure. I was Alex as a kid for sure, but I am Claire. God damn
it. No, you're Claire. You've got too much of the motherly sort of like...
And I have too much rage, I think.
No, I think I'm Gloria. I'm sorry. Mm. I do think I'm Gloria.
Something to consider.
I have that way about me.
I don't know about that.
I think I do.
I don't. What way?
What way are we saying?
What way are we saying?
Gorgeous, sort of like effortless, just like brilliance, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'm not Manny. Come on, we cannot do this to me.
Manny with his tiny coffee in the morning.
He's so annoying. He's so annoying. You're not annoying, Andrew.
Thank you.
But Manny is so annoying.
Are you a Cam? Maybe you're a Cam. You have a Cam about you.
I do like to sing.
You do, and you love drama.
I do.
Maybe it's Mitch and Cam is who you guys are, and I'm Claire.
We do love each other.
We do, yes. And it makes sense you've fallen in love with a gay man.
Yeah,
it does make sense
out.
For me.
That checks out.
Either way, Phil Dunphy's in Black Hawk Down.
I forgot that's how we got here.
Cute. You know what happened in Somalia in the early 90s?
Oh my God, we cannot make this happen. I can't. Awful.
No, but honestly,
let me say, if you learned it from...
Neil had to stop it and Google if it actually happened.
If you learned it from Black Hawk Down... Terrible. I know, but also if you learned it from Black Hawk Down, you didn't learn it right.
No, why will I learn enough?
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Tell you this, they had a horrible time of it. Awful, awful war.
We just did a bit of decompression from that whiplash. It was...
Not Whiplash, it's Black Hawk Down. It's a film joke. Come on, someone's got a high five, little Helen. Yay! Okay. Best friends.
Fapping in an airport toilet.
Yeah.
Black Hawk Down.
Yes.
Modern Family.
Yeah. Well, modern, that was sort of before, but yeah.
Somalia.
Uh-huh.
That's what we did within the 90s.
I'm sure it's better now.
Why are you acting surprised?
It's just impressive.
And the real shock is that I'm a workaholic. Now, yes. Helen.
Whereas I'm watching Black Hawk Down in my downtime.
But genuinely.
Also, a Black Hawk is in a helicopter.
Yeah, we get it. We know.
Just in case anyone
didn't
know.
It's
about a helicopter that crashes. Well, it's about more than that. It's brilliant. Definitely watch it.
So
what
happened in Somalia in the 90s?
Oh, war, Catherine, war. There was this guy, name begins with A, and he was just like on, like literally just on one. And he was trying to like get all this power. And the Americans, I don't know why they got involved, but they've got so many guns.
That feels like it's probably important.
They might as well use it. They've probably got the infrastructure. Mm. So they go over and they're just trying to get rid of him. But like they're supposed to do this operation that lasts 30 minutes, but the film's over 2 hours. Yeah.
Gosh.
And
so what did you learn?
Oh, just war. Bad.
Right. Don't so nothing, do that. You learn nothing. Hey, here's what I've been doing lately.
What actually did happen then?
You know how I'm doing another quiz show soon, and I can't mention what the name is, but I don't want to be embarrassed like I was on House of Games.
I think you're going to be really good at
it. I think I'm going to be dog shit, but this time I'm actually trying.
I'm also pretty sure you've already mentioned it on the podcast, but I love that we're now back.
Oh, no, I edited it out.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. And so,
okay, well, I've told people.
What I'm trying to do is like learn about the world, but in ways that I find like, you know, more like manageable. So like listening to podcast, listening to the news, been listening to news agents loads, and I have been listening to the news like properly
you
now.
You should not listen to the news
for like 4 weeks. And let me say, I'm feeling very overwhelmed. I think we might live in a failed state.
Yeah.
Yeah?
We do. That's just, I think honestly, I think we all knew that.
Right. Okay. I'm finding it very overwhelming. Also,
wait, define failed state?
Like we might not be able to afford water soon. Nobody could afford to live.
Yeah. Well, we're on an island, so that's lol. We'll be fine.
Weirdly, we've managed to fuck that up even, which is insane.
Wait, is that my dad's fault?
No. Okay. It's actually Canadian investors / the British government's fault for
The Canadians?
Well, the British government privatized water, which is like privatizing air, and then some Canadians bought it, borrowed loads of money on its name, took that money in, and then sold it.
If anyone is struggling for water, Blue Peter did this years ago when I was little. You get two plastic bottles and you sellotape them together at the nozzle like that, and you piss in one of them, you leave it out in the sun, and the piss rises, creates condensation, which then goes into the other bottle, and then when that turns into water, it's been filtered, and you drink that.
And Blue Peter used the word piss.
Probably urine.
I don't want any part of that, and this hasn't
been. It might have been Bear Grylls. It might not have been Blue Peter.
This has not.
On second thoughts.
That makes a lot more sense. I was like... And this is a kids' show.
Wait, Blue Peter's the like.
We didn't have Blue Peter in Ireland, but I can't imagine Connie Hook being like.
I did watch the Connie Hook. Yes, she was great.
I wasn't raised on Blue Peter, but I once took my friend Georgie to like a celebrity party, and Connie Hook was there, and Georgie lost her goddamn mind.
Holy shit!
It's very sweet to watch. Whereas I was like, who?
No, what? she's a legend. She might have done the piss in the bottle.
I don't think it was Blue Peter.
I don't think it was either.
I don't think so. It can't have been.
Tell you what I do with news, though. Just watch News Round, because it's general news, but for kids. So it is sort of like...
Gently
done. They did a special on the Ukraine war, which is won loads of awards, News Round.
Gosh.
It's amazing. It sort of follows the stories of children.
I listened to Ukraine Cast. That's good. Yeah. It's all just... And like, I was listening to... The situation with the morality police are back in Iran now.
Yeah.
It's all just very intense.
Yeah.
I want there to be, and possibly would like to make, mm-hmm. / is there any commissioners listening? I'd like to host the Good News Channel.
Catherine.
Wouldn't that be so nice?
I understand.
But not like
you're
word of the Lord. Just like you and me being like, a woman... Like, saved a baby from a duck.
That has to exist.
Or...
There is a thing called Good News Network, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I can't remember who set it up, but I think a famous YouTuber.
No, but I want it to be like me telling Helen and Helen being delighted.
We can do that on this podcast.
What happened with the duck?
Should we bring back parish announcements and make it good news?
Oh damn it, I thought we'd forgot about that.
Parish announcements.
That's a sweet idea,
I think it's
going
to be tricky
great.
For us to pivot into good news when I'm still learning about, like, the 90s.
Right. Well, good news. Huge increase in women in Parliament that in the 90s.
Mm. Good news for some, not for me.
Started to develop AIDS treatment in the 90s.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was that Diana, wasn't it? Because she went and shook the hand.
Yes, Diana personally.
Yes, yes. She's
my babe.
you know, Margaret Thatcher invented the Mr. Whippy, the ice cream.
No, she didn't.
She did. She was a scientist before she was a prime minister.
She lived above a shop.
No, she honestly...
I thought she was a greengrocer.
No, Margaret Thatcher worked on Mr. Whippy. Let's not celebrate her too much.
Andrew, you're bad at good news.
Yeah, this is really...
This is really confusing.
I don't want her anywhere close to my Whippy.
Yeah, get her out of my good news section.
If anyone who's not listening in the UK, a Mr. Whippy is an ice cream.
Yeah.
She's involved.
Why can't it be a Mrs. Whippy?
Because she invented it. And she hates strident women.
Does she?
Yeah, she...
Don't look in the mirror, Margaret. Oh, she's dead.
Yeah.
She can't. Yeah.
Hey, there's some good news. We got there in the end. Yay!
Oh, and so is the man that was doing that stuff in Somalia.
Let's not make the good news section just people
the
we don't like.
The death of bad leaders.
Queen Elizabeth II. Is Ghislaine Maxwell, is she still alive?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, motherfucker! Tune in next week to find out if she does, how mad would that be? Should we have a guess? We'll have a guess.
On that.
Oh, that is such a good guess.
It is a really lovely
guess.
Please,
guess.
Welcome to the Trusty Hog Studio, Desiree Birch!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, hugs? It's Helen Bauer here. Just to let you know, I am going on tour this year. It's starting in Edinburgh. I'll be there from the 14th to the 27th. And then I'm hitting up Europe. I'm hitting up Paris, Harlem, Copenhagen, the places you've been begging for me to go. And then all around the UK, apart from Wales. For some reason, I don't have a Welsh date yet. So please, if you're in Wales and you have a venue, just let me know and I'll just come there. We'll have a bit of fun. All the tickets are available on my website and I'd love to see you there. And please bring Helen gifties. Thank you so much. Goodbye. The first time I learned that is a film called Jersey Girl with Ben Affleck and J-Lo. And he's like, his wife dies right at the beginning of the film.
We're starting the chat with
about
Desiree
how to wipe a baby.
About wiping baby's bum.
But she's interested.
It's great because I love talking about that because I am never going to have to do it.
Yes.
It's so nice when you've made
the decision and you're like, oh, this is a thing that somebody else has to deal with and that's not me. Great.
Yes.
Great.
But we have to know.
Wait, I need to knock on wood. That's plastic. Where's
the Q surprise pregnancy for Desiree.
Never, literally never say never because that's the next damn thing you're about to
so
do.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm so glad I've decided not to do that. Okay, how about that?
2 weeks later, pregnant.
Seriously, like, you know, with quadruplets. I mean, because the older you get, the more you just, like, release eggs.
Wait, is that more likely to have multiple births?
The older you get, because your body's just like, come on, just go. And so, like, you'll just release two eggs on a period or whatever. And then it's like I just met a friend of my boyfriend's. They have triplets. They went from no kids to three kids
because they're in there.
No, they just were like, you know, in their late 30s, and they were like, okay, let's try. And then it was just like, and she's just like, she came over to the brunch and she was just like, I'm so tired. And they're just like,
just a freaking machine for.
Yeah, and they don't even know if they're identical. There's one girl and two boys, but like there are different stages where either it was separate eggs or the egg can split. Like they won't know until the kids are like three. They're like, oh, they look really the same. I guess they're identical.
If God wants to have triplets, we have three tits. Yeah. That's how I think about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
To assume that if you have like identical triplets or twins, you name them, but then.
Yeah.
They mark them. They mark them with Sharpies.
What are you talking about?
Like in the hospital?
Yeah. And then the parents like continually mark them. Because like, behave you know, I love yourself. My big family shows. There's America at the moment called Outdaughtered. Yeah. They've got five daughters who are the quints. They're quintuplets. And they mark them. I love big family shows.
Want a big family?
I don't know. I think it's a fascination.
A horrible fascination. Like, this is a cautionary tale. What if you have five kids?
I used to want a Von Trapp situation. Yeah. Like a singing group that would all, like, love on me.
I think, like, efficiency-wise, sorry to be that guy, if you're going to have five children, all in one go kind of feels like, it would be hell, but, like, the back-to-backness, the, like, endless 6 years
one birthday party a year.
Worst possible case scenario, I have friends who got, like, married in their 30s, have kids. They had, like, two that were, like, I think they had two, maybe one or two. I mean, we're not that close friends.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, the kids were definitely, like, 14, like, 12, 13, 14 in the pandemic, got pregnant.
No.
And were, like, literally, like, 8 months, like, I think we made a mistake. Because, like, you were almost free, dummy. Oh, and now you just restarted the clock.
Why would you do that?
Because you were
so close to the end game.
Yeah, you can't just be like, oh, well, you know, we're probably not going to get pregnant now. You're going to get double pregnant, like, the later you go.
I'm telling you, it's about forward planning with babies. Because, like, I keep saying to my friends.
Hot take.
But my friend, fuck you.
Hot take. You should plan.
You must.
I know this is going to be controversial with some people, but maybe think about it before.
But it's not even when, like, how will you have them? It's like, I want to have a baby if all my friends are having babies at the same time. So we don't have to go through that one, like, oh, God, they're going to bring their baby. We can't smoke and drink around the baby.
Like wedding
let's
planning.
All quit smoking for 3 years. By the time they're four, they can run away from the smoke if they don't like it. Like, I don't want to wait that long. So it's like.
Really can't.
I do think there's something in doing it when your friends do it.
Yes, communists.
Such a fucking buzzkill.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't want to hang out with your baby if I don't have a baby. But if I have a baby, I want everyone to have a baby.
Then the babies can hang out with each other.
They have to hang out with me because otherwise.
Someone's got to be the first. Someone's got to be the one that's out there with the older kid.
Yeah, but we all have that 18-year-old friend that started way too early.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you
to the point where they've just got into MDMA now. Yeah. At the same time their kid has. So they're dropping together.
I'm at an age where all of my friends are getting divorced and have no fucking idea what they're doing whatsoever, because they never had a 20s. They like, you know, or they met that person in college, whatever it is. They got together. Like, I have a friend, they have a kid, you know, kid, whatnot. But like, I have a different friend. She has two kids. She had breast cancer, had to do the whole double mastectomy, everything, you know, then, you know, got a boobie, whatever, all the other stuff. But like, her whole life was like marriage, two kids, surviving cancer. And now she's like in her 40s and she's like, we're breaking up. I want to live. What do I do? And I'm like, girl, you do not want to be out here on these streets or on this app. Like, it is literally
you've already been
the jungle.
Yeah, it
like,
really
don't
is.
Put yourself through
she
this.
She could be friends with my mom. My mom's doing a whole sort of like,
maybe let's set them up because thing. Like, yeah, she really was like, are we going to go to the club? And it's like, we had a bachelorette party for my friend who's getting married at 44, right? She was like, are we going to do like going out to the club? It was like, we are 44. We're going to go for dinner and we're going to go home. What are you talking about?
The club. We don't even know where the club
is anymore.
How would we get to the club? What are you talking?
Can we wear comfortable shoes at the club? No, we're not going.
Thank you.
I saw some girls in Manchester. It was pouring rain at the weekend. I was gigging in Manchester and they were tottering around in their stilettos. And I was like, you are in so much pain.
Yes. And also you're going down a wet cobblestone street right now. How do you not all stack it, lose your teeth, and then go bloody into the club?
They do. I remember my friend losing her teeth on a night out. It was awful. Like, and then the whole party thought that I punched her in the face.
Which, I don't know, kind of good credit.
I didn't touch her. I did not touch her.
But if I would have touched her, I would have knocked her out.
Jazzberry, now married and pregnant. We left at a house party. She needed a piss. And I was like, the street's fine. God. We've already said our goodbyes.
Mm-hmm. No.
And as she was standing up from her piss, she forgot to balance herself or put her hands out and landed on the curb.
On her face.
American History X style. And just lost her teeth. And I was like, we've got to go back to the party now. Three.
Wow,
and then I was outside the party trying to call a taxi to take us to the hospital. And then everyone was like, did you hear that Helen beat the fuck out of Jazz? It's like, why would I do that?
Why would you do
why
that?
Why would I do
because
that?
Because you're disgusted about her public urination. You were like,
no,
come on,
you're way more likely to be
so supportive of public urination.
And also, honest, if anything, so jealous of anyone getting a cut or any sort of, you'd have preferred that you
I'd love to have lost my teeth and have all the guys trying to take care of me.
Have like a Fight Club sort
no,
of.
No, she loves to be taken care of.
I have a victim complex. Like, I wanted to be a fainter when I was younger for the attention.
What's your best story of like having something happen to you and having like the best care taken of you? Like, did you roll an ankle and just have people like,
she
you know,
wishes.
Pampering
no,
you
last
she
time
wishes.
I rolled an ankle, it was like 2 steps outside of my house. I hobbled back in and cried in pain. I called my agent because I was doing Soho Theatre that evening. We had to pull it. And Sunil Patel, my housemate, was in. And I went, I need to go to the hospital. It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. And he went, I've got a kebab coming. We've got to wait. And then I was screaming in pain while his Deliveroo came. And he ate a kebab whilst watching me writhe.
And then
took me to A&E.
Like, was he driving you? Or he was just accompanying
you? No, we got an Uber.
Because then why didn't you just go to A&E and be like, screw you?
Because I was on the phone with 111.
Okay.
And then they went, you need to go in. We'll give you an appointment.
Right, okay.
And that doesn't exist. It didn't. We got there and they were like, no, tomorrow morning for injuries. Then I had to go back the next morning.
What the
no
fuck?
No joke.
And you didn't even get a kebab amidst all of this?
Yes, no, he wouldn't even let me have a bite. And I was also saying, like, if you're that pain, in that much pain, you won't be hungry. And it's like, pain makes me hungry.
Of course. Honestly, makes me hungry. Anything makes me hungry.
Pain does not make me hungry.
Anything that can be soothed with food.
Oh my God, that's such a good point.
Right? I'll be that woman in hospital giving birth with a Domino's.
I want to put
pizza.
That on an apron.
Honestly, okay, merch.
Put it on an apron.
But it's true. Like, I mean, even if you're not hungry, it'll still, like, you know, everybody, that image of someone going like, is so classic, right? And
yeah,
you just
that's
starts
so
like,
true. Baby on the nipple. From,
yeah, and then you're like, and it's like somehow better, even though it's still shit.
I had an average preview last night. I got a Bounty ice cream on the way home.
Yum. From where?
Nice. Just the corner shop.
Corner shop one. Do they do a Bounty's?
Yeah.
Like the Snickers and Mars one?
Yeah. Where have you been?
So it's coconut ice cream?
Yeah, it's coconut ice cream surrounded by chocolate.
Oh.
It's delightful.
Great.
Okay, I'm going to take you guys to Tesco right after this.
Should we just go to Tesco?
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, could you do a quick run? That'd be great.
Wait, which ice cream? Or do a podcast and then we'll go?
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh,
what ice cream do you get when you go shopping?
Snickers.
Snickers is okay.
I love Snickers.
I get the vegan Magnums because I'm lactose intolerant.
Those are actually not bad
at all. They're not bad at all. They're not bad.
Do you know what's pretty good is the vegan Cornetto.
Oh, they make one? Oh, I've never seen
it. Also pretty good. Also pretty good.
Because there's so few non-dairy ice creams. And literally the other night.
Gelato shops are your friend.
What's that?
Gelato shops are your friend.
Oh, yeah?
They do a lot of vegan options.
Snowflake.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. Because, yeah, I did one of those like, oh, get an Uber Eats to go to the co-op or whatever and bring groceries. And I was like, oh, they have the non-dairy Ben & Jerry's. Perfect. I'll get one. And I'll get one for Celios who can have all the ice cream in the world.
Yeah.
And they bring two normal ice creams.
No.
And I was like, can I leave you a negative 5-star review because right now I'm watching someone enjoy ice cream.
What?
Why not? Because they just were like, oh, here's regular ice cream. And I'm like, some of us can't have it!
Oh,
I specifically ordered it.
You specifically ordered it, and also it's like the only good alternative. Like,
yes.
Like vegan ice cream,
yes.
Okay, but like vegan cheese is still
it's
shit.
Dumb. It's dumb.
So
I mean, there
dumb.
Are some. You have to order a bespoke one.
Yeah, you
even
have to go
I,
to the fromagerie.
Yes, and when
like,
I did do that,
wait,
even still, 60% of their cheeses are pretty palatable.
Do you know
you're still
what's
like,
good
mm,
is the Chiesi one, the Newcastle on Tyne one is. They have like C-H-E-A-S-E.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they're pretty good. And
okay.
Apparently the fromagerie is quite good. But
the
like,
fromagerie is all right. It's like a shop that just
I'm
sells
so sorry.
Vegan
I,
cheese.
I'm not vegan. And
no,
I
you're
I
German
lactose.
And European and you can process dairy like it's
yeah.
your
thank
job.
You so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm churning it inside of me. I only poop butter.
Yeah.
Like it's beautiful. But like,
were you in the. No. Okay. That's fun. Me
but
going in
been.
With my like sourdough baguette, like
and being like, honestly,
it in
it's
the
a really
toilet.
Great setup. If no one knows, no one complains. Let's be honest.
I hate you both, and I hate this conversation now.
I'm so sorry.
I don't enjoy this. This
I'm
is
sorry.
No good.
Okay.
So,
all
do
right.
they do vegan ice creams in like gelato shops properly? Because I remember like back in the, I mean, my one of my best friends when I was younger was lactose intolerant. So we used to have Swedish glace ice cream at hers,
oh,
which
that's
was
Swedish
the
Swedish glasses made from bananas. It's
is that what it? Oh, we both. Are we both
it's
liked
fine.
It enough.
It's fine. It's
but
actually not. Of the ones you can just buy in the shop, it's fine.
I thought it was
I
always
mean, but
sorbet.
Is the texture. Yeah, it's just like
no,
a banana
you can
sorbet,
get, you
right?
You can get other ones that are like slightly creamier. So yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like anything that's got a nut flavor, if you can have nuts, like it's
yeah,
easily turned into an
I
ice
agree.
Cream. Why not? Like anytime I see a normal pistachio ice cream, I'm like, why can't you just make a non-dairy one?
That could
one?
Just be,
like,
yeah.
Just what was nuts, the one that I know? Had from Snowflake with you guys the other day? I had pistachio and Ferrero Rocher ice cream.
Wow. I thought you had Kinder Bueno.
Did I have Kinder Bueno, maybe? That I would also go for a Kinder Bueno.
Yeah. This
yeah.
is both
so
great
good.
Stuff.
Right. Now
great.
I want
there's
ice
a place
cream.
Called Ellie's where my brother lives in Meath, and they make a sauce that they cover the whole cup in before they even put your stuff in and then pour the sauce over. But it is a Ferrero Rocher sauce. They have melted down Ferrero Rocher and they've melted down Nutella.
Stop.
And they've made it into a hot heroin. Mm. And and they put that in the cup and then they cover everything in it. And I dream of it.
Yeah.
Frequently.
Because it's comfort. To bring it back to what you said,
you
can
taste
comfort.
In your dreams?
I can.
I could smell in my dream last night. I got trapped in a portaloo they were
oh,
taking
I
apart.
With you. I can't with you. I can't with you. Desiree Birch, we usually answer listener problems.
Please.
Now, here's my question. Am I, because there's a trope that you've discussed in your show before, I think in a theatre show I saw in
yes.
years ago in Vaults, of the old sage wise black woman.
Yes.
So I'm already
yes.
nervous to ask you to solve people's problems.
Don't, I mean, I but, show up, I fix it, I leave. No problem. Don't need to know where
no,
I've come from or gone to.
No, no
good.
Other
Let's
needs of your own, no. no other desires. But my question is, what kind of advice giver are you?
I mean, I don't know. I get all like sort of grounded and spiritual and quite real. And I usually tell people the shit they don't want to hear. Especially if they're not in the room. If they are in the room, I kind of just listen to them and I'm like, sounds like a bad situation. You should probably get out of it, but live your life.
You're doing radical honesty therapy.
I mean, only
okay.
for others.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not
yeah,
doing
not
radical
for
honesty
yourself.
For
no.
Like,
but you genuinely
me,
believe.
Be like, I'm cutting you off for at least 5 years.
But you believe you could you can solve people's problems.
I mean, I believe that I have pretty decent insight into
me too.
People's problems.
I believe that
you know,
too.
Just like where that's coming from and what you should probably do.
Okay.
Which is usually like, you know, gonad up and be honest about it and, you know, go
okay,
confront
I'm single
it.
And I've never had a relationship.
That was me for most of my life until about 35. And even when I moved here, that was like a semi-relationship. Like, I'm in my 40s having the first time where I'm like, oh, I'm actually in a reciprocal in love relationship with someone.
Yeah, because I never get the reciprocal love. Yes. Like, it's always like either I'm in love and they think I'm disgusting, or they're in love with me and I think they're gross.
Yes, I did that quite a bit too. Are you attracted to narcissists?
I don't know. I haven't like really dealt.
I mean, like, if you, yeah, just like, what, are you attracted to guys who are like, oh, I'm arty and I'm cool? Like, what's your
type? What's your type? I do like it when they're
guys who are super self-focused and you're like, but I love you and you love you, but will you love me? And they're just like, no, I'm just going to keep loving me.
I like it if they like have a job they're really passionate about.
That's good.
But I think I like that.
They think she's disgusting.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. And I think that I did quite a lot of that dating because I was trying to, for me, as a gold star lifelong fatty, I was trying to get like
gold star fatty. That's got to be more of a thing.
It's hard to be lifelong because there's a lot of new fatties and they're just sort of joining in.
Just showing up. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Okay, you had a baby and it stayed. Yeah, that's not impressive.
Like, body posture, you're like, get out of my face with that. You don't even know. Like, we've been here for the struggle. So I think...
Oh, I've got something I have to tell you after this. Okay. Yeah.
I think that I was constantly looking for a trophy boyfriend. I was looking for the ideal of what I saw on TV and I saw other people having and I thought I was supposed to want. I also didn't necessarily have a great relationship with my father. I mean, it's not terrible. It's just, you know, that plays into if you date men, what you're looking for.
Yeah,
you know?
I am not looking for Michael. Clear.
I spent a whole bunch of time looking for someone who was not like my dad and finding people who were covertly like my dad.
Yeah.
And also, that's still a reaction to your dad, right? Even to be like, not you, is still limiting my parameters based on you.
Yeah, it's still a reaction.
I don't want to date a man that lives in a one-bedroom rental in Brighton with no curtains and works with the sewage.
How many times have you dated somebody who has basically the equivalent of that in like Hackney?
Okay, yeah. Oh my god!
So, yeah.
But wait.
With the bed against the wall, so I have to climb over them to go to the toilet in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Ah!
But wait, what is this? I'm interested in this idea of like looking for a trophy boyfriend. For to what end? To make you feel...
To make me feel like I belong. To make me feel like I'm sexual too. I'm a girl too. I can find somebody who makes me look like I belong in the world of people who are allowed to have relationships, which comes from a deeply low sense of self-esteem that I definitely maintain throughout the majority of my life. And I'm only starting to dig my way out of enough to be like, you're amazing. There's no reason for you to feel this bad about yourself. But also... the places that comes from like came before I even showed up in my family.
I was just gonna say, by the way, I was also just gonna say, like, if there exists a person who has managed not to internalize fat phobia, like how could you not, as a woman in the world, as a person in the world, in the structures that we exist in, and then add on to that the racism inherent in fat phobia?
Yes.
Like, how could you not? Like, it's easy to be like, not easy, but like, I think it's very like responsibility taking to be like, that was low self-esteem in a way, because then it's like that works all at your door, but the structures are fucked.
They're there. Yeah, it's like it is not my fault, but I am the only one who is ever going to deal with the fact
you gotta
like,
live your life
for like several different points of view. I am seen as the worst thing, like a cautionary tale. Don't be fat, and certainly don't be black and fat and female. Fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't be those things. And it's like, but some of us gotta be, so, and we also still deserve love. And I mean, all of my 20s were just like a fuck fiesta of trying to prove otherwise to myself. Mm-hmm. And then after you go through a bunch of people, you're like, yeah, I'm clearly fuckable, but that doesn't mean that I feel that much different about myself. So clearly the answer isn't inside of all of these nutsacks.
I knew I had to work on my self-esteem.
But I mean, the thing
it's
is,
it's so
like,
annoying when you remember it, isn't it? I'm constantly being like, oh, for... God,
no, but it's just like, there's also like the finances of having to work on myself as well.
Of course.
That's so annoying.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but like literally meditation is free. You know, listen to a podcast and doing affirmations is free. And also like does this exist anywhere else in your family structure? Because when I go back and look at my family, I'm like, we all have shit self-esteem. And there are really like structural reasons and also just like historical reasons why like everybody was like a sad sack and then found another sad sack and then created children that they never talked to or engage with and they're more sad sacks. And I mean, I'm painting with a broad brush. Like there's definitely nuance in there.
You're talking about...
You look like so deeply sad and I'm so sorry.
No, but
I wanted you to tell me that he was just around the corner.
The thing is, he is, but you have to give up on him entirely. you have to give up on the idea of him in a way and just be like, I'm going to set up my life the way that I want it without him, because one thing Dick loves is interrupting plans. Right? If you have plans to do other things where you're like, I'm going to be single, I'm going to go here, I'm going to do this, Dick is like, oh, can I get in here and fuck up your whole
design?
Yes. Dick loves that. So if you want to manifest Dick, build a world where no Dick can be inside of, and Dick really wants to get in there. I mean, just that's the fast track. But in the meantime, you know, self-esteem.
I'm having the greatest time of my life. This is such good advice. It's such good advice. And also, like,
I feel like I'm at church.
Me too.
Because I cannot stop sweating.
Amen.
I can't stop clapping. I'm like, amen.
Yes. The antennas are on.
Lord, the light of your love is shining.
Oh my God. I went to a Church of England wedding once, which I'm
you're welcome.
So sorry.
They're great.
Like, I have to sing my own fucking songs.
Look, but I would imagine even Catholic churches have some allegiance to rhythm or melody, but like a Church of England. Every time you think naturally, musically, we're going to zig, they're like, no, we're going to zag over here and carry it out three fucking seconds longer than it needs to be.
And
doesn't
why
fit any
are
meter
we singing
whatsoever.
At all? That is what a choir is for.
Seriously.
You can't do it. There's people for that.
Yeah, and seriously, nobody here knows the words. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's just why we got hymn booking.
Yeah, like, find five people. Surely each of them, one of them has a couple of black friends. Get them in here to sing so we can all have a good time and move on with this
or
wedding.
Or Catholics at least have catchy tunes, and they are not afraid of an instrument.
Yeah.
I don't know why Protestants hate instruments so much. Just put a backing
because it glorifies the devil.
Yeah, of course, exactly. Yeah.
A backing track will cover a multitude of sins.
And we'll do with our keyboard that used to be an organ but then got stolen.
Yes, they don't even do that modern American thing where like some nice little guy in a suit comes out with a guitar. You know what I mean? There's like, because there's the churches with like, it's a big crier and tambourines, or there's the churches where it's like a guy who just comes out and he's just like, Jesus. And then, like, even that, it's like, at least he wrote a song on purpose about Jesus.
Yes.
And it wasn't just like a collection of verses.
Shine, Jesus, shine.
Andrew just took out his headphones, which I assume the listeners also will have done.
But it's okay, Jesus, you can shine.
It's so bad.
And he will.
But this is cool.
Praise God.
I feel like we don't hear enough people being like, I had my first meaningful relationship, like first like reciprocal adult relationship that I was looking for at 40.
Yeah.
And then also that's because I did some work on my self-esteem and also built a life that functions for me, because I really think we are hell-bent, and people do it to you all the time and it fucks me off, hell-bent on telling women that the reason that they don't have that relationship is because they've become too independent.
I mean you just don't
have love, you don't have space for love in your life. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah, seriously.
I watched Black Hawk Down for fun the other day. I've got space.
Yeah,
like there's time. There's time.
Yes, I would gladly put that down if there. Yeah, but also there are. Okay, so I will say this. I was lucky in that a global pandemic happened, and for me, I did have the time only because every other time, like I knew when I was with, I was just like, if this had been any other time, I would have been so busy working every night, and you're a normie with a 9-to-5 job, I just wouldn't have, because I am so ambitious, like I would, you know, it's, you do need to have space to waste with a relationship. Fuck. And that doesn't mean that you can't have your career, like you're going to have that career, but you are also going to need to find a guy who respects the fact that you have that career.
I know, but in lockdown, I got Pokemon Go.
And you were like, well, now you date in Pikachu.
I know. Yeah. I'm a legacy player, level 47 to 48. Like, it's not been a waste of time. But still. Okay, what are the odds and chances of that happening again?
But look, I'm not saying you need to give up your hobbies. When that person comes, you're going to find the space for them and they're going to be seeking out that space. But also, the person is going to look different than the people you're looking at. I guarantee it.
Really?
Say more.
Yeah. I just think that I spent a lot of time going like, oh, I don't want a guy who's shorter than me, or I don't want a guy who's, you know, like looks like this, or I don't want to whatever. But... And I'm like, I want this thing. And it was just like, I just wanted an idea. I wanted a concept. I wanted to attain something. I didn't necessarily want the people who wanted me, which, you know, I'm a tall person, always a shorter guy.
I know, but I think we've talked about this off stage before, but it's like...
I mean, it's like an inch shorter.
I know, but like, it's not so much, I don't give a fuck how tall you are,
yes.
but I hate that it's a problem for you. Yes. I hate that the guy...
Well, that guy then, is not your guy.
Like, he's not your guy. But it's my guy, so he doesn't care. He's just like, yeah, I'm obsessed with you, yeah. you know? And I'm just like, that's perfect. That's exactly what it should be. Because I'm just like, sometimes I'm just like, why are you into me? Like, I'm literally sitting here like Al Bundy looking at, you know, and he's just
who's
like,
Al Bundy?
Al Bundy's a catch.
Who's Al Bundy?
You know, do you, oh,
Ted Bundy, I know.
No. Yes, no, so not a serial killer from Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Which is a show in the 80s and 90s.
Jay Pritchard from
but you know, it's that classic, like, come home, hand in the pants, which is a really comfortable position.
It's so good.
So cozy,
yeah.
What? You're getting cozy now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just being like, I'm just being me and I'm not trying.
Do you go to sleep with your, like, fingers on your clit, like you're masturbating?
I have fallen asleep.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then you wake up and you're like, what the fuck happened?
I have fallen asleep on a
vibrator before. Yes.
Like, where I was like, that was really good. And immediately passed out and woke up to, like, just like a burning, groaning.
Yeah.
You know, it was a battery operated. So, like, no one, I didn't electrocute.
Desiree Birch, I love you so much. Can I also say that occasionally we'll say to all of our guests, you know, if you end up saying anything too personal and you decide you want to take that out later. But may I say, we can't offer you that assurance because that would be the whole interview.
So yeah, everything you I said has right. been the most personal
and
thing.
I love it.
So here
I
we
love
are.
It.
Here
no,
we
it's
are.
Also so, and it's why Helen's taking advice for the first time I've ever seen my whole life.
Good, good. But I mean, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, but a lot of the advice was like, during lockdown, that's a good time to do it. And it's like, well, it's done.
No. You're still young. What my advice to you is bang everybody you can, because at some point you're going to be exhausted of doing that and you're going to need memories later, because you are going to find that person, you're going to wind up with them, you're going to be like, this is great, and after the honeymoon wears off you're like, oh yeah, and that means I'm not fucking other people. That's not necessarily true if you find someone poly, but you probably
but
won't.
But she doesn't have the time for that.
So there you go. And you're
but
gonna
I've
need
had
the
so
memories
much
of
bad
being like,
sex already.
Oh, wait a second. So let's okay. A lot of like, you know, sort of casual sex can be bad.
Yeah.
But use that as an opportunity to practice being sort of like, oh no, I'm gonna just be like, hey, you're not done.
Yes.
You know? Like,
you
because you're never going to see that guy again.
When
probably.
They put on the goofy movie instead of finishing you, say, hey, you're not done, turn that off.
Yes.
I had an incident with the goofy movie.
Or here's a nice one that's just like low-key offensive if you're not there yet. Just immediately when he finishes and he's done, just pull out your vibrator and then really come right in front of him so he can see what he did not manage to achieve with you.
No, I like that.
That's yeah, hot. That's great. And you don't have to say shit. He's just going to feel really bad. Because he's
hot.
Like, oh, that's what it looks like when you come. And that would have been really exciting if I did that and I didn't.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
That's the thing. It does mean you have to travel with a vibrator or bring them back to you.
I already do.
Okay, great. We're good. Yeah. Yep.
Just in case I'm in the toilet or a train. You know.
But yeah.
Toilet in a train, whatever.
Yes. Yeah. I actually did try once in a toilet in a train. I got so horny on the train. I was like, look, it's a quiet
bashing.
Carriage. There's no one there. It'll be
Wait,
fine.
Were you leaving
and then
it?
I was
what?
Like, I sat on the, I like put
the
lid down.
Oh, okay.
And then I sort of like put my legs out.
No.
And I was like,
No vibrator,
just fingers.
Oh,
it was like
my
an
God.
Emergency.
I don't know if I mean, I know what you're talking about, but like the train bathroom specifically.
It's
I've
tricky.
Been in other bathrooms, but that one is very tricky.
That's
also,
so tricky.
The place where you like literally want to touch no surface. And
yes,
you're like,
that's my, who
all
sits on the
it?
Fucking lid?
When you're horny, your disgust reflex goes. It's famously, it's a science thing.
That is
because
true.
Otherwise no
that's
one would fuck.
No, I was on the train like fucking eye rolling, gagging for it out of nowhere. Like I could barely breathe.
Had the trains gotten you started, or was it just like a horny wind
the
went through?
The train has a nice motion to it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
What was I doing? Maybe I was probably listening to something that just sent me to
oh,
fucking...
Oh, that can
yeah.
be. You
okay,
hear a certain
tricky,
voice
tricky,
or something.
But then I couldn't even get there in the bathroom, so then I had to leave the bathroom. And it was so obvious. Like, everyone knew what I was like.
No
I walked
knew,
into
babe.
The toilet like...
Sorry, just gagging for a while.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like my knees shaking. Like...
Yeah. Oh my god!
Came out like 4 minutes later, like.
Now I'm very proud of you for that, because I would have had the been like, oh no, what do they think I'm doing? I would have come out and been like, I was actually wanking. I wasn't just like eating in there, breathing. Would have explained to an entire train car people
idea
who didn't care.
Any of that, when I'm like, I go if I have to go to those loos, mm-hmm. I am like.
Yeah.
Take a tissue to open the door.
Yeah.
Take a tissue to lock the door. Make up like one of those prison seats on the thing,
mm-hmm,
obviously.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Go to the toilet whilst trying to like not touch anything. Wash my hands. Use a tissue to open the door. go back and hand sanitize yeah. And then for the next hour and a half, try to get my shoulders to move back to come back down to the level they were at. So the idea
that I'm such a gremlin.
I love the two extremes of this.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, that's literally one of like, nothing's getting touched. The what about Bob? Everything's got to have the little hanky. Yeah. And you're fully like, you know, like just.
I guess
right
this is fucking made for me. My bare ass on top of the lid.
No, no, what? Fucking... No, you're joking.
I'm joking.
You didn't keep your tights on.
When you are on that level of horn, and like you cannot focus.
You didn't take your pants off on and.
This is amazing.
Oh, this is like when people yell at you for having like pasta that's undercooked. But like, I can't sometimes wait. Sometimes I just have to like get it in,
sorry,
right?
You
like,
putting your bare ass on a public toilet lid. Is that the same?
It's not
as...
a public toilet. The trains are privatized.
Right? You heard it here first, right? Folks. This is
touché.
I'm never gonna forget this, right?
I was like,
we haven't hung out in so long.
I know, it's always so good. It's always so
the
good.
The trains are fucking privatized.
It's ice, yeah. Yeah.
Do we have time for a problem?
I'd shake your hand.
Yes, we might need to solve all problems.
Let's do one problem.
I know where it's been, so that's a no. Mm-hmm. Andrew, give us one listener problem, please.
Okay, fabulous. Ooh. Well, I had two loaded up, so you can
go on.
You can choose between flat shares or grief.
Both fun.
Yeah, both super fun. Say I mean, I know more about flat shares than grief, but I'm not afraid of the grief thing, but I just don't necessarily know that I'm fully equipped.
Let's go flat shares.
Yeah. Fabulous.
I can do grief.
But yeah, if you're going through grief, solidarity. Everybody's got to do it.
Agreed.
We'll do the grief in the extras together. How about we do that?
Lovely. Yeah. So this is from E.
Hi.
I am a very happy lesbian with my girlfriend. Sorry, I just realised I abridged the first two paragraphs and accidentally said I'm a very happy lesbian, which is not written down.
So she's a not happy lesbian?
I went to read I'm very happy with my girlfriend and then realised I needed to add the context she was a lesbian.
Yes.
She is a lesbian.
We would have gotten that from
me. Too bad you're a very happy lesbian.
Because she's a... happy lesbian.
Yes,
got
exactly.
Got it.
So E, the very happy lesbian, is with her girlfriend.
The very hungry caterpillar, the very happy lesbian.
Feels very long term, very happy, all good.
Great.
However, her current house share is in the process of disintegrating, and she is heavily hinting that she'd like to move in with me.
Here we go.
I'm currently living alone in my own flat, which I've worked hard for. Yeah. I just turned 30 and have previously U-hauled early on in a number of relationships. I'm now really enjoying having my own space and independence. She's slowly started to encroach on this, and I'm just not quite ready yet. She's 5 years younger than me, if that's any relevance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
obviously, I need to talk to her, but any advice...
I like this problem in my sleep.
Literally, that's exactly what I'm just thinking. This is you.
Happening. Go on.
Obviously, I need to talk to her, but any advice on how best to approach the subject of slowing things down without making her feel like I'm not committed to the relationship?
Oh, my gosh.
From a practical point of view, she keeps mentioning how much cheaper it would be for her to move in and share the mortgage rather than go into another house share. But I don't feel this is a good reason to rush into anything, and I'm just happy with how things are at the moment. On a side note, she's also talked about marriage a few times and how this is something she would definitely want to do. I myself don't think I ever want to get married, but again, I'm not sure how to best broach the subject. I feel like I should let her know where I stand on it quite early on. We've been seeing each other around 8 months. Thanks, E.
Well, E, you sound like a stressed lesbian. Oh, happy one.
No, girl.
Yes, you are in a slowly boiling pot.
Yes.
So what did you say? Ghosting? Just leave? Just give up.
It's time
just
to like, move. Yeah, sorry, yeah. She does know where you
These
live.
These conversations sound very tricky. I'd say just go.
I mean,
just
did
go.
He said that she was in her 30s? Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, cause this person's, I'm assuming, then in their 20s then, 5 years older than her?
Yeah, I think 30 and 25.
Yeah, that's that girl just became a person. So she doesn't necessarily, you know, I mean, her brain just
Oh, set. 26, isn't it, when it
just
sets?
Set. Yeah. Like, yeah, so it's just setting. And it's like she does want all of these things, but she's imagining things and E's living a real life that she worked really hard for, and that independence is going to be very difficult to give up for anyone except for someone that you love. I mean, can you spin it into a like, obviously you have to talk about the like taking the time, you know, because 8 months isn't really enough. unfortunately, just to like start cohabitating without all the problems being like
tell
just,
that to the rest of the lesbians.
You know, like it's just going to be like a pylon of problems. Like, is there a way for you to be like, I want, obviously you want to stretch out the enjoyment of this relationship, and when we live together I want us to buy or get a place independently that we both kind of come together on,
because
so
you're
nobody's...
only going to ever be living in her otherwise the, yeah there's she's no parents just, yes. She's just living in your house,
she's living in your house, and you are quietly resentful of someone that you love all of a sudden, and she's like, how come you're not making space for me? Because you're like, this is my space.
Yeah.
And what you want is a space that's your space together. So maybe you can deflect that into like, let's start making the plan of what we would want in our space potentially.
Yeah.
You know, and just start building on that. But like, yes, it would be cheaper for her. You already have a mortgage that you're paying for on your own.
Yeah.
So like, you can't just be like, yeah, I know this would be good for you. A lot of things that I could do would be good for you. But that doesn't mean they're going to be good for me.
We've never had a person email in so much where I'm like, just say what you emailed.
Yeah, literally what
I'm like,
you emailed.
That's so fair. Nothing you're saying is unreasonable.
No.
Like, maybe have an ice cream ready just to like soften the blow.
Yeah, just be like, I am completely in love with you, which is why I do not want you to immediately jump into moving into my place. Like, that's not like getting out of a relationship and then rebounding, but it's like on the spectrum of the same.
I will say
like,
this, let her know that her brain is just forming.
We don't like that. You just need to know that there, but that she's just like becoming, and she's like, yeah, it would be so much cheaper in this and that, and it's like, yeah, but like she can find something that's affordable
you
for her.
You want to move in when you're ready,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's romantic, because you couldn't bear not to, because you both want to build a space together, because you're sure that your lives align, not because it would be easier for
yes.
her right now.
Yeah, that's and like even not... that for like, it would just be so much cheaper and easier is like a setup for failure. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Just like, we're going to burn out the thing that we've just spent 8 months building if we just go rushing into something.
Yeah.
What is more important to you? Me and your life or your rent being affordable? Or, and I get it, London rent is not affordable.
It's insane.
And it, you do have to live with 25 people, but
yeah.
She's 25. She
we
could
do
that.
We don't know they're in London. They could be in bloody Scunthorpe for all we
oh,
know.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
I also just feel like, trust me, hard learned, but you like guarantee you will kill your relationship.
Yeah.
If you do this for any reason other than it's what you
want.
Your
absolute desire
to
like
to.
Not be a part anymore.
Yeah. But like, and also, by the way, I don't think you should have the marriage and the house conversation in the same go.
No.
That's a 1-2 blow.
That's two ice creams.
But I think
separate.
That when you do have that conversation as well, I think that you should be very clear on why, and that it's not about her, and also be very clear on like that's not going to change, because I think that's one that's really easy when you're like, you know, in a lovely place.
We've all been
like,
given
maybe...
false hope by someone, and it's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's also, I think this is very important to stress, is like, it's a completely legit stance to have. We always work as if, like, marriage is the given, and you have to explain your position. It's like, it's a completely legit thing to be like, I believe, and it's not anathema to, like, you can still believe in commitment.
Wait, what was that word?
Anathema. Like
the opposite of, it's not the counterpoint to. Like,
the athema.
Anathema.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you can't have. Sorry. It doesn't mean you
Could you use it in a sentence? Could you spell it?
It doesn't mean you can't believe in commitment. It's just like commitment might seem more real to you if you're not married. Like, it might feel like less of a trap and more of an active choice. Like, you just make sure you have your reasoning, but I wouldn't have that chat at the same time.
Yeah, honestly, the combination of the two. I mean, this E is presenting them like she's also said this, and maybe it wasn't all in close succession, but like them to, I mean, it's not full-blown red flag. It's just a little flaggy. You know, it's a little like this person seems to be desperate to get their life settled, and that's just not going to happen at 25.
It's like slow your roll.
Like, you have to slow it down. Like, you can't rush growing up, and this person seems to want to be like, I want to get this sorted and this and that. And you're like, it's not a 5-year plan.
And
like,
I was
get a pet
her,
snake and just save yourself
her,
a conversation.
I still am her.
Yeah.
I'm her. I get it. I want my life sorted. I want everything in neat boxes. I want, but that's not how it works.
Yeah.
It's not how it works. And if you do this, it'll be over.
Yes. And if she flies off the handle about this, that's an actual red
Yeah,
flag.
I do agree with that. Yeah. Like, it's a completely reasonable boundary to be like, I'm not ready to move in with you.
Yeah.
And I have not listened to that before and persuaded people into things that I shouldn't have. And it was a nightmare.
And I know, I know lesbian couples who managed to pull it off for years together and then it still crumbled because they just were like, and you know, they kept going. We're like, oh, we're going to keep working out. But like the inception of it, of just being like, let's do this on unequal terms. You know what I mean? Because that's there are the just actual thing. Disparities in power. And, you know, I mean, if she probably can't afford to pay half your mortgage, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if she can't afford to pay like a fifth of the rent at this other place. So she is just going to be kind of, you know, needing you as the mommy in
You're
the situation.
You're so good at advice.
Yeah.
You're so good at advice.
Not as good as me, though. I'll just say this thing.
Definitely take the pants and just right off, sit on the toilet seat.
It's an option.
Rock your flaps on there, get comfortable.
These conversations are tricky. Just do things that make her not want to move in. Get a pet snake, get a compostable toilet, do door and window free living. There's so many things you can do.
This girl would love door free living by the sounds of things. She'd
door
be like,
door and window free.
Okay, fair enough. But it feels like she'd want to like watch your pee, and I don't want that.
I'm like, what's the longest holiday you've been on with this person? That's what I want. Like, if you can go for 2 weeks somewhere with this person and live with them, it may become apparent to her.
And not a resort. We're talking traveling around by local transport.
Go camping for 2 weeks.
Yes, go be in a caravan together for 2 weeks and see if she doesn't completely implode.
Caravan living sounds fun.
I actually do think that, like, and I have been and I do think I was being red flaggy. Like, I do think I was being immature and unfair and selfish and desperate and needy. No. I was.
It is amazing when you can see that about yourself actually say, like, I was doing that.
And
it doesn't
still
mean you are
unpicking that. And what it is, the thing I'm unpicking is a fear of rejection and, sense that, like, but the thing is, that's about self-worth and there'll never be enough.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just think... You got to. And if she doesn't like it, then either she'll recognize she has got some work to do on herself. And also, like, sometimes it's also like if she gets upset, it might not all be about you. So also recognize.
Allow her to get upset for a bit.
Yes.
I would be upset.
Some of her upset will be like a frustration that her life is where it's at. Because when, because when you're 25, you're often working a job that should be paid more, that you're being underpaid for, Like, the system of rent in this country is. Fucked. Those aren't about you. So you have to let her also have some of those feelings.
Yeah.
And not like center yourself in them.
Well,
you gotta have this conversation ASAP.
Shall we call back it then and just say like what you're saying? There's nothing that food can't solve. Like do it on a Tuesday. Domino's 2 for Tuesday.
Have that pizza.
Like have the tracker. I'd say have the conversation at baking.
Yeah.
Before they're doing checks and
have a
delivery.
Dessert on hand. She will feel some rejection most likely, even though you are not rejecting her.
I think the ice cream for sure.
That. And it makes that sound. How do you make that sound?
The Domino's pizza tracker. Wait, there's going to be a lot of people listening to this getting very excited right now. If you're on a train, quickly run to the closest bathroom.
If you hear heavy breathing, run away from the closest bathroom.
If you see me going into a toilet,
just keep walking down the train. Keep on going.
I'll need 5 minutes.
She won't.
I hold my breath. Anyway, thank you so much, Desiree.
Thank you, Desiree, where can people find you?
Oh man, please. Find my work. Don't find me. Go watch Too Hot to Handle. There's season 5. You can just sit there and just
go. It's on the fifth season.
It
now?
Is on the fifth season. Oh. They keep tricking people into getting on it.
Americans are crazy, man.
They're just like, hey, I'm hot. Can I be on TV? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, you can.
No strings, except for all these strings you won't read.
It's got to be people who don't have Netflix subscriptions. They must, when they're interviewing, be like, so what do you subscribe to? And they're like, Disney Plus, Amazon. And they're like, great. I'm on it.
You're in. Free-range top people. Okay, so there's that, and then they can find you on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, exactly. I'm at Des the Ray on Instagram and sometimes on Twitter. I will try to be better on those, but I'm too busy living my life, guys.
Good for you. Good for you. She has got to get home from that restaurant, skip the club, and get to bed early, guys. She's a busy woman.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Desiree Burns!
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much to all of you who support us on Patreon. We've got a new executive producer, Catherine. Don't look sad. I was singing very beautifully.
I'm glad about the exec. Go on.
So
who is it?
It's we've got the
classics. We've obviously got the OG execs. We've got Simon Morse, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Turner, Sarah Harkey Deacon, Oliver Jago, and welcome from producer to exec, Anthony Conway.
Welcome to Exec Level.
Please enjoy the lounge. Oh my god, how exciting! And also thank you to all of our producers. Ooh. We've got Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bolt, Sadie Cashmore, Zoe, Rachel Page, Helen A, Abby Wharf, Luke Bride, Kate, Mae Williams, Amy, Victoria Hutchison, Emma Walton, Becky Fox, Tim and Dom, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Amy O'Riordan, Kai Webb, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Emily G, Tristan, Taz, Claire Owen Jones, Harold Van Dyke, David Walker, Jess and Nick, Rachel R, Neil Redmond, Sarah and Molly, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Leah Overend, Liz Ford, Chloe. Good luck to Em having to edit that.